Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva heads to China this weekend. He's leading a delegation of more than 300 Brazilian businessmen. The state visit is a recognition of China's rapidly growing trade with Latin America, as well as the Brazilian government's desire to show its independence from Washington. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
Trade between Brazil and China is growing fast. It's quadrupled in 4 years. Hans Stern, the founder of Brazil's H. Stern Jewelry Company, wants to join in on this gold rush.
It's an ever-growing market. You have over 1 billion inhabitants, and they're interested in jewelry. They're buying.
Stern wants to sell the Chinese semi-precious Brazilian gems, which are cut and polished in his opulent Rio de Janeiro factory and showroom. Stern already has stores in the U.S. and 11 other countries, and China seems to be the next logical step. But most of Brazil's exports to China are commodities, especially soybeans. Chinese demand is driving the expansion of Brazil's vast soybean fields into the Amazon basin, and Brazil's transportation infrastructure is straining to keep up. During this year's harvest, one Brazilian port saw a 50-mile-long line of trucks waiting to unload soybeans. Chinese banks say they're willing to invest heavily to improve Brazil's highways and ports to guarantee a dependable flow of soybeans as well as other products. Ambassador Edmundo Fujita, Asia Director at the Brazilian Foreign Ministry, says Brazil wants to diversify its trading partners.
It is not healthy for any country to be overly relied on just one or two markets. The ideal of all countries is to be able to trade with as many partners as possible.
The United States has long been Brazil's biggest trading partner, but efforts to expand that trade even more have stalled. The U.S. and Brazil have been negotiating for years to set up a hemisphere-wide free trade area of the Americas by 2005. But Mario Marconini, director of the Brazilian Center for International Relations, says the FTAA is moribund.
I think it is a shame. I think there could be a lot of opportunities in the FTAA. And I do think it's a shame it got bogged down for political reasons to some extent on both sides.
With FTAA stalled, Washington is pursuing one-on-one trade deals with smaller Latin American countries, such as Chile and Colombia, while Brazil is talking to the European Union. Now there's talk in Brasilia that President Lula will start free trade talks with China. Chinese-Brazilian businessman Bo Liu helped to organize Lula's trip. The global economy is so dynamic that things change every 5 years, he says. Liu doesn't believe China is about to eclipse the United States as Brazil's main trading partner anytime soon. But he says Brazil is preparing itself for the long run. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.